This is Michael Easter. A quick note that if you're hearing this, you are not a member of 2%. Here's what that means. You'll be able to listen to the full episode of any of our podcasts that are published on Monday for free. Totally free. So enjoy. But you'll only get a preview of our episodes that are published on Wednesdays and Fridays. So if you want to become a member and get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes, please become a member at twopct.com. Thanks, and enjoy the episode. Welcome to 2% with Michael Easter. Today is Wednesday, March 20th. Today's post is my 12 favorite apps. We are talking about tech for good. We have apps that improve ideas, nutrition, fitness, productivity, organization, mindset, and much more. Some housekeeping before we get into the post. Join the 2% Screen Time Challenge if you haven't. It's going to help you get back your time and attention. I'm going to talk about it in a moment here, but it'll help you live better. One thing that came up after Monday's post, which was about ClearSpace and the 2% challenge, is that ClearSpace had a couple of teachers reach out to them about starting similar challenges at school. And that is awesome. We should definitely make that a thing. Next, and this is not in the piece, but because you're listening on audio, I wanted to give a quick update. We have moved Monday's posts over to podcast form, which you would have known about if you read Monday's piece. So there's a podcast, 2% with Michael Easter, right now on Spotify for now. It's taking a little bit of time for Apple and another platform to approve the podcast. They have a longer approval process, which is totally normal. But this also means we are going to be a little slow to unroll the private feed of the podcast. So we're going to stick with the audio bar for at least the next probably week. And then once we get the approvals come in, we are going to switch over for members to a private podcast feed. You'll be able to listen to the podcast on your normal podcast player of choice, and it'll all be roses and clover and 2% newsletters coming into your ears 3 days a week through a podcast app, which is good. All right. On Monday, like I said, we announced the 2% Screen Time Challenge, and we partnered on the challenge with ClearSpace, an app that is like Ozempic for screen time, which I just love that. If you want to read how and why ClearSpace will dramatically reduce your screen time, check out the piece that came out on Monday. I have linked to it in today's post. So the challenge, which we are doing, it's a 2-week screen time challenge running through ClearSpace. That is going to kick off tonight at midnight. The winner is going to get a GoRuck ruck and a 2% dad hat. So if you haven't joined the challenge, you can download ClearSpace with the link in the post. And then I want to make a quick note. A few people had issues getting into the 2% challenge from the link in Monday's newsletter. The ClearSpace team, we were trying to figure it out because a lot of people were getting into the challenge, but some weren't. So what we discovered is that Substack, who hosts 2%, they were making some strange changes to links without us knowing. And that was cutting off some of the really important data to get people into the challenge. So sorry for any confusion. This isn't in the piece either. I just want to say that that was not ClearSpace's fault. That was a Substack issue, and I will be emailing them about it. But the good news is that we are now totally good to go. So if you tried to sign up for the 2% Screen Time Challenge in the last 48 hours, you have just been added to the challenge. So you just got placed in there. You're good to go. If you want to confirm that, you can just check the Challenges tab within your ClearSpace app. And if you want to join the challenge now, if you're not already joined on, I got a link in the piece to join. So check it out. So ClearSpace, the reason we partnered with them for this 2% screen time challenge is because they helped me get my time and attention back. And that is exactly why it is one of my favorite apps. But I've got other apps I love too. So today we are breaking down my favorite apps. We'll count ClearSpace in this. I've already said they're one of my favorite, so they would be on the list, but we've talked about them enough at this point. They're awesome. Just experience it for yourself with the challenge. The other thing is that I want to hear from you on this. So please share your favorite apps in the comments. That way we can get some hive mind because, you know, I probably would have never stumbled upon ClearSpace had Royce, one of the founders, not just shot me a DM after he read one of my pieces and said, hey dude, you should try this app I made. And I said, okay, I will. And turns out it was very good. Okay, so let's roll. Number one. Now these are in no particular order, by the way. I've numbered them because that makes it easier to read, easier to organize, but this is not a ranking system. Number one, carbon. What it does, it helps you achieve nutrition-based goals. So carbon is one of the most effective nutrition apps that I have found. A guy whose name is Lane Norton, he's a PhD, really brilliant nutrition mind. He created it to help people dial in their nutrition for their unique preferences, biology, and goals. Now, the beauty of carbon is that it helps you figure out how many calories you need for your goals. It uses your real-time feedback to make individualized adjustments rather than just giving you some blanket diet that probably isn't going to work. That is to say, how much food you eat week to week, it changes based on your progress. And that is an effective way to approach eating. You got to make small, slight adjustments based on what you're trying to achieve. Now, how I use this app. I break out carbon anytime I want to ensure I'm eating enough food to fuel my fitness goals or if I want to gain or lose weight for some reason. These days, it's more gaining. I'm going off script here. Every time I go, you know what? I'm going to put on some muscle. That'll be good for me. I go off to some far off country and get violently ill from food and come back 10 pounds lighter and do away with the, 6 months of heavy training I've been doing. That's just how it goes when you got a job like mine. Okay. Worth noting though, you have to be willing to do some degree of food measuring to get the most out of the app. But the upside is that process, it's going to teach you what a serving size is, and that is going to help you find the right amount of food. So TLDR, if you follow the Carbon app's instructions, I can guarantee you will win. Number two, Notion. What it does, acts like steroids for productivity and organizing information. How I use it, to log ideas, plan 2% editorial calendars, jot ideas for book 3, track training, etc. Now, worth noting is that the beauty of Notion is that it has all kinds of helpful built-in templates like workout tracking, like trip planning, like budgeting, like eating plans, like work project tracking, and far more. Another mega bonus, it's free and it's super easy to use. Number three, iNaturalist. What it does, it identifies the animals, bugs, birds, and plants that you see outside. iNaturalist basically asks you to take a photo of any species you see and upload it. So you see something, you're like, what the hell's that? You take a photo of it, then it spits back what the species likely is and some facts about it. How I use it. When I run and ruck in the Mojave Desert, I usually see a mix of cute birds and mammals, really far out psychedelic cacti, and truly heinous spiders and snakes. And if you're like me, you probably want to know something about these cool creatures. So I use iNaturalist for this. For example, on a recent run, I identified a Sonoran lyre snake, which iNaturalist told me is only, quote unquote, mildly venomous. That sounds reassuring. Now, worth noting, by using iNaturalist, you're also contributing to science. Your findings are shared with scientific data repositories like the Global Biodiversity Information Facility to advance environmental science forward. So you're doing a good thing by using it. Number four, voice memos. What it does, captures your best ideas. And yes, I am referencing the basic voice recorder that came preloaded on your phone here. How I use it. So I tend to get my best ideas while rucking or running in the desert or when I'm driving. And I write about why walking outdoors is really great for ideation in scarcity brain, by the way, if you're interested. Now, when I get these good ideas, I don't want to stop and type notes. That'll just like take me out of the zone of ideas, full stop. So what I do is I just pull out my phone and I turn on the voice memo app and I say the idea into the phone. I have gotten a ton of gold thanks to this app. I actually use it so much that I keep it right on the home screen, like one of the only apps that's on my home screen and open and not in a folder. Number five, Climb. What it does, tracks a live feed of the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration's radars and gives you the most accurate and up-to-date forecasts. Bam. How I use it? Pretty simple. So I don't die of extreme weather events when I'm outside. Yeah, that seems like a good use for that one. Now, worth noting, there are a million different weather apps in the App Store, but I really like how Climb visualizes radar and presents forecasts. I think that it has some association with NOAA, so they're getting the best information, and it also really easily integrates onto a home screen widget. So I've altered my home screen, so just kind of the best stuff that I actually want to see is what comes up, and I got Climb right on there. Looks good. Number six, GoodRx. What it does, saves you money on prescription medication. How I use it. My dog, Stockton, this is a sad story, he has epilepsy and it requires medication. Now the good news, there is good news, is that his medication controls his epilepsy completely. So he had these crazy seizures for a while, and then we got him on the right medication, and he hasn't had a crazy seizure in 7 years. So my sweet angel is good again. Now the bad news though, is that the medication that we have to give him is expensive. We used to pay about $250 a month for his pills. So here's the more good news. So we went good news, bad news, now we're back to good news. One day, a pharmacist recommended the app GoodRx to me. We now pay $25 a month for the exact same medication for Stockton, thanks to this app, GoodRx. It's basically a discount, a pharmacy discount app. Now, worth noting here, you're probably wondering, how in the hell does this work? Like, you went from $250 a month to $25 a month all because of some discount app? I thought the exact same thing. I was like, I don't know how this works, but I'm going to go with it. Now, the way it works is definitely a little bit complicated, but I have linked to a primer that is written by a guy who works in the pharma industry that was on Reddit. So take that as you will, because when I was looking at kind of official sources, they didn't make any damn sense. And only through Reddit could I start to sort of understand, oh, okay, I kind of get how they're doing this. Number seven. If you want to continue listening to this episode, please become a member of 2% with Michael Easter. Go to TWOPCT.com. Once you become a member, you'll get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes. Plus, you'll get the newsletter, which releases the most useful and practical health, performance, and mindset information online 3 times each week. Thanks.